Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Iba ang mga batas sa Pilipinas at Australia, kaya madaling malito o karaniwang hindi agad maiintindihan. Idagdag pa ang mga pagkakaiba din sa ibang batas sa bawat estado at teritoryo. Gayon din ang mga termino mismo, tulad na lang ng solicitor o barrister na abogado sa Pilipinas. Isang grupo ang itinatag na Filipino-Australian Lawyers Association na layon-anin lang magabayan ang mga migranteng Pinoy kaugnay sa mga karapatan at batas sa Australia. Sa nasabing panayam ng SBS Filipino kay Attorney Rochelle Castro na pangulo ng nasabing grupo, ibinahagi nito ang mga kadalasang kaso na idinudulog sa kanila.
Domestic violence, women's domestic violence, police matters, criminal matters, unfortunately. A lot of immigration problems. There's, you know, everyone knows there's a problem now with student visas being rejected. So a lot of that, there's been a shot up and increase of criminal law, immigration law issues, and even employment law.
Ikinuwento din ni Attorney Castro kung paano nabuo ang Follow o ang grupo.
Follow started in, it was incorporated in March 2023, so we're a young association. But it was because of a group of Filipino lawyers. We were just talking about business, really. And they said, oh, Rochelle, magpatayo tayo. Let's put up a group of lawyers. And I said, that's a good idea. If I start that off, will you support? Oba. And so it was actually a group of lawyers who decided, let's put this up and let's service the community. And we've been fortunate because it's really fast. We've been connected. We met the Chief of Justice of Philippines twice already. We're talking to judges and they're telling us about the projects and they're looking for follow support. And our job is to cascade that down to the community. And there's a big job ahead, and we're happy to do it with the support, of course, of the other Filipino-Australian lawyers.
Aminado siyang may mga hamon sa pagtulong, pero hindi-anila ito hadlang para makapaglingkod sa komunidad.
The challenges inside the organization is lawyers are busy. They're very busy people. So you need the dedication of, especially an executive board. That's within the organization. So you just keep moving forward with that big goal of to service the community. The challenges outside is you see a lot of vulnerable people and they can't afford. So that's why it's important to actually be connected with not just within the Filipino-Australian Lawyers Association, but their contacts in the industry, because there's actually a lot of free services to provide support in the community, but nobody knows that. And how will people know that? If you actually talk to the key people inside the legal industry, the key stakeholders. And that's what the purpose of Follow is. The Follow is made up of the key stakeholders in the legal industry.
Espesyalisasyon ni Attorney Rochelle Castro ang strata, construction, commercial at property litigation, gayon din ang complex transactions. Siya mismo ay isang migrante kaya naiintindihan niya ang mga pinagdadaanan ng mga Pinoy na dumating sa Australia.
I arrived in Australia in 2007. I actually grew up in Canada. But the family returned around when I was 16 to Philippines. So I finished my high school in Philippines. And then I finished my university there. I taught in different universities, including UP. That's my alma mater. So I also taught in my alma mater. But after 7 years of teaching, I thought, I've got an uncle here. Why don't I see what Australia is like instead of going back to Canada? And people were telling me, why don't you be a migration agent? And I said, if I'm going to study law, I'm going to study the whole law. But let me see what it's like in the legal industry, because I come from the academics. And when I entered the legal industry, I wasn't studying yet, but my principal told me on the first week, why don't you study law? So it's like the universe was telling me to study law. So whilst I was studying, I was working full-time in a law firm.
Kaya naman hikayat niya sa mga kababayan na huwag mangiming lumapit sakaling kailangan ng gabay kaugnay sa batas.
Follow, that's F for Filipino, A for Apple, L-A-W, or Filipino-Australian Lawyers Association. You can easily find us in Facebook, Instagram, and even LinkedIn. Send us a message, and then we'll start the communication, and we'll point you in the right direction. Don't hesitate, because we understand you're vulnerable. You just have to reach out, and we will point you in the right direction.
Ayon sa website ng Job and Skills Australia, abot sa mahigit 94,000 ang solicitor sa bansa. ang solicitor ang nagbibigay ng legal na payo, naghahanda at nag-draft ng mga legal documents, nagsasagawa ng mga negosasyon na kinatawan ng kliyente kaugnay sa mga batas. Ayon kay Atty. Rochelle, malaking bagay na malaman ang karapatan at huwag matakot lumapit sa mga kinauukulan.
Reach out to us because it's all about getting that link to one of us, to one of the Philippine-Australian lawyers, so that they can actually point you in the right direction. It's all about education. You need to know your rights because if you don't, you will be vulnerable.
Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.